This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Remember, you can always text the Junkies on our text line, presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. They're serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. If you're just tuning in, we have Caps tickets, which we're giving away for Game 5 all day long until 5 p.m. Be caller 9 right around 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies. And then stay tuned to 106.7 The Fan for your chance to win every hour. Also, it's Game Show Wednesday at 6:45. We're going to play the original Junkies game show, Junkardy. Your chance to win a $100 gift card to Open Road. And we have more Metallica tickets on the line. That's coming up at 6:45. Right now, though, we open up the Junkie sports page.
Sports page driven by my favorite team over there at Molloy, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices for you on your favorite models. Head on over there. Ask for my buddy, Josh Cochran. That's right, Josh
Cochran. Your body?
My buddy. Did I say body? My buddy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM over there. And just like I did, make it Molloy, Molloy.com.
Don't they have a silly archbishop?
They do.
I know. That's
is that a New it's Jersey?
Dumb. I have no idea. It's just dumb to laugh at your
or is
own
it
jokes.
New York?
I don't know. I just know the name.
Archbishop Molloy.
Couldn't tell you.
It's in the Queens.
Ah, okay.
Kenny Anderson.
I drove through Queens on the way to the OV record-breaking goal. Here's my review of Queens.
Did you see Kevin James?
No. Here's my review.
He's the king of Queens.
I know. Meh.
What, Queens?
Yeah, but I mean, I drove through it for literally 10 minutes.
I ran through
it. Not much of a review, I understand.
During the New York City Marathon.
And if you're from Queens, sorry if I offended you.
Yeah, okay. Kenny Anderson's not happy.
He's probably not.
All right, so one of the biggest stories in the NFL outside of the schedule release, which is, of course, tonight, although there'll be a couple of releases early this morning, one on CBS mornings and one on Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix is going to release one game this morning, apparently. But we'll get to that.
If you just can't keep it in your pants till 8 p.m., you got to know.
Yeah,
the Netflix game.
Everyone wants to know.
Everyone be on a high alert for fake schedule updates.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Massive, 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 almost like April Fool's Day today.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Have your radar up. That's a good tip, Valdez. I like it.
Well, this is not April Fool's. Trey Hendrickson's not happy with the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's kind of Rick at the Bengals.
So he was at the facility yesterday. They're having an off-season workout. The all-pro defensive end had a hat on, had a T-shirt on, not participating. He actually received a text message from Zach Taylor, the Bengals coach, saying if you miss the team's mandatory minicamp, which is 4 weeks away, it's going to result in a fine.
By the way, is it
so
weird?
So he was talking to local reporters about the situation.
I'm sure you guys saw some of the video of him walking into the off-season camp. the Bengals, it looks like they train underneath like a highway overpass with like a massive bridge attached to it.
Yeah.
I've always thought that they're obviously a penny pinching organization. That just solidifies it. I mean, if you're practicing underneath of an interstate, which is what it looks like.
I have seen that before.
I just feel like you're kind of nuts.
So they don't have a bubble or anything?
Like, no bubble in sight.
All right, so he spoke with reporters. I think Valdez has some of the clips from Trey Hendrickson, not happy with what's going on with Cincinnati.
One of those things that we're just not seeing eye to eye on the structure. It seems that a shorter deal is something that they are pushing pretty hard. That puts us in the same place I was in 2022, where I have to renegotiate the next year, because if goals are the same and playing at a better level than I did last year, then next year we're just kicking the can down the road. So it's something where I think both parties should understand that a long-term contract that guarantees the know that I can continue to play at the level that I have been is a mutual respect, where that's where my values lie, and it also allows me to stop having to negotiate every offseason about something that has been almost 4 years of doing.
He goes, I don't know.
A little bit transpired between me and Zach. We've tried to keep it as less... as least amount personal as possible, but at some point in this process it becomes personal. You know, being sent 30 days before mandatory camp, or however many days it is, that if I don't show up I will be fined, alludes to the fact that something won't get done in that time frame, and that with the lack of communication post draft made it evidently clear for my party, meaning my wife, my son, my agent, right? Like, we're talking a small group of people, that I had to inform that this might not work out. And that's unfortunate. I don't think it was necessary. I think we all should have hoped for the best until proven otherwise. But through that, other things have transpired, you know? Like, the importance of me being here in OTAs doesn't seem to be respected, you know? And I think I've carried a lot of respect. I don't mean to insinuate anything about anyone's character, but that was disappointing. I think that's the word of the offseason. I think we gave it our all under Lou's defense, and we did fall short. And that's about being a man, too, is standing up.
Wow, he's doing a lot of, like, public negotiating.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of shocking how much he's talking.
And here's why he's doing it. He has $0 in guaranteed salary for 2025.
Yeah.
If guys don't have guaranteed money for at least 1 year, they're not going to go play on that deal, on a lame duck deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand his frustration, but the team, you know, if they want to stand on their side, they'll just say, well, you're under contract for a year. We're not going to do it until the end of the year. So it's a standoff.
It's wild. And he was talking about that deal he signed. He signed a 4-year deal
in 2022.
It was a 4-year deal, I think, in 2021, starting. But then they added a year in 2023, an extension on the 4-year deal. So that's what he was talking about with his contract, just adding that 1 year. And he clearly wants a long-term deal.
Right.
His next course of action is to formally request a trade, I feel like, right?
I would guess. I guess that's probably the next step.
It's probably the next step if since he can't.
And since he can just call his bluff and say, okay, well, if you're not going to play, then you don't get paid. You don't get that year towards being vested or whatever.
They can franchise him, though, right? They can franchise tag him?
Yeah, yeah, they can.
Which is what they would probably do, wouldn't they?
They could.
It seems like he's prepared to sit out, not only sit out camp, but sit out games.
Right.
Like he's
not happy. No, he's not happy.
I'm just shocked he's talking that much. Like, when was the last time you saw a guy who's, you know.
Yeah, and he was asked, will you play on your current contract? And his answer was, no.
No.
No. But we've heard that before. I mean, we've heard guys say that, and then if they start missing game checks, eventually they'll show up. They'll show up like the last week where they can still get that year that counts towards their pension, counts towards them being free agents.
Well, this also screams, like, if he does come in, and he doesn't get the deal. He leads up to camp. Then all of a sudden, his ankle hurts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't quite go.
He's set to make.
Can't get out of the field.
Yeah, his quad just keeps.
Yeah, I got a little twinge.
Getting aggravated.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that being the case. It's an ugly situation there in Cincinnati. He sees all the offensive guys getting paid and getting taken care of.
Well, he saw Myles Garrett sign a deal where he's making $40 million a year.
Right.
And he's set to make about 15.
And Crosby got a new deal.
And Crosby.
And didn't Bosa just get a new deal, too?
Yeah, Bosa. So...
And other journalists or whatever are still linking the Commanders, right? Is the obvious landing spot for them?
Commanders have the second highest odds to land Hendrickson behind Detroit.
I just don't know what they have to give up. They only have 5 picks next year.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
4? Are they going to give?
Hendrickson said yesterday also, he goes, where there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's business or personal, lack of communication leads to animosity.
Yeah.
And that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction.
Yeah. I mean, so, he's right. You try not to take these things personal, but they do get personal.
They do.
For sure.
They do. All right. So schedule release officially tonight at 8, but obviously there have been games already released. Like I mentioned, CBS will unveil one game on CBS mornings this morning. I'm not sure what time, but Netflix is also going to announce a game.
So dumb.
And here are the games that are official, all right, so far.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about them yesterday. But Cowboys and Eagles on Thursday, they'll open up the season in Philly. Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil on Friday, September 5th. Sunday, September 7th, the first weekend of the year, Tampa's going to play Atlanta in Atlanta. Titans are at Denver. 49ers are at the Seahawks. Some of the other games that are official, we talked about the Vikings playing back-to-back games in Europe. They're going to play in Dublin against Pittsburgh on September 28th.
Yep.
And then they're going to stay over there and travel to London and play the Browns on October 5th.
First team in NFL history to do that, to play in two different countries in consecutive weeks.
Back-to-back, yep. Right. Sunday, October 12th, the Broncos will travel to London to play the Jets. Remember, those are 9:30 games.
Love it.
All right, 9:30 games.
Also, well, actually, don't give me more. Just give me the current amount.
You're getting a lot.
I'm good with the current amount.
Yeah. Also in London, the Rams will play the Jags in London. That's going to be week 7, so that's October 19th.
Which is the game that's getting streamed on YouTube? That's the Brazil game, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
They better have their servers up and ready. I remember that dumbass Mike Tyson fight on Netflix. That was a debacle.
Do you need to have YouTube premium access for this game?
Straight YouTube.
Straight up YouTube.
Yeah. Is it?
YouTube and YouTube TV carrying it.
Really?
Yeah. They can't force you to buy it.
Oh, that's easy.
What's you talking about, like YouTube TV?
Or? No. Just flat out.
YouTube.com.
Just go to YouTube.
Yeah, but what is YouTube premium?
No ads.
No ads.
Oh. Yeah.
I would never buy that.
No, yeah,
I get offered it all the time. No thanks.
Yeah.
Nope.
Say see ya.
Never.
Sunday, November 9th, the Falcons and Colts will play in Berlin.
Germany?
Berlin, Berlin, Maryland.
Berlin, Maryland.
Brass out of Ocean City.
Yeah.
There's definitely a golf course there. There's tons. There's at least one.
I think they filled a silly Julia Roberts movie there.
You're probably right.
Yeah, they did.
It's very scenic.
There's going to be a ton of 9:30 kicks this year. Monday, November 20th, the Eagles are at the Packers. We talked about the Commanders yesterday on Sunday, November 16th. That would be week 11.
Have they announced a Ravens game yet that's been leaked?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
By the way, does a certain body part of yours still look like the Raven Zubaz pants you talked about?
It's slowly
coming
decreasing.
Coming back to normal.
But yes,
coloration.
My scrotum still has hints of purple.
Okay. Just wanted an update.
It's kind of crazy that they do this overall schedule release tonight, but there's like 25 games have already been released.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we're definitely doing our first.
Oh yeah, yeah.
First
yeah.
run through of
tomorrow's
Commanders dubs and L's.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So Thanksgiving,
definitely doing that.
Thanksgiving week 13. Obviously the Lions are hosting somebody. We'll find out who tonight. The Cowboys are hosting somebody. That'll be at 4:30. The Buccaneers are playing the Rams in L.A. All right, so that's
your nightcap.
Released.
Okay,
that's your nightcap. 8:20.
Solid nightcap.
Yep.
It's also it's the every team's social media division Super Bowl is tonight because they have to have some whimsical, quirky way
that's true
that they release the schedule on their mm-hmm. on their team's Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's their Super Bowl.
Somebody said, yeah, everybody has to have a video.
Wasn't it last year that it was Stavros did the schedule release for the Ravens?
The Chargers always get applauded for their social media team's release of the schedule.
All right, good.
What did we do last year? Does anybody remember? Was there anything? It must not have been memorable.
Can't remember off the top of my head.
Remember remember the Titans? They went down to Broadway.
I did remember. They were interviewing people, like just showing them NFL logos and asking them who their opponents were.
Yes.
Some good answers. Some clueless people walking around down in Smashville.
Saturday, December 20th, we already know this. The Eagles will be here to play the Commanders, and that will be week 16.
I think that's also the week of the college football playoff starting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's December 18th to the 22nd. So, well, that game is actually Saturday, December 20th. So, yeah, you're probably right. All right, and then week 17, the Broncos are at the Chiefs. That would be Christmas night, 8:20 kick. So we'll find out all of the games today/tonight. NBA playoffs last night. Pacers eliminate the Cavs in Cleveland, 114-105. So they are now back-to-back years Eastern Conference Finals. They win this series in five.
They get no pub throughout the season. Very unsexy team.
Mm-hmm.
The only real name that people know is Tyrese Halliburton, who got no minutes on the Olympic team.
It's true.
And then they've got Miles Turner, who's good. But Rick Carlisle's a guy who's won an NBA championship before, and he's got them in the Eastern Conference Finals second year in a row.
Former Wizard Thomas Bryant on that roster?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew?
He doesn't get much run.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
Got 11 points in 11 minutes and 9 points.
That's not bad.
I just remember JP approaching him in line at a Nats game a few seasons ago. And it was cringeworthy. But it happened. I was 10 feet away.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I can't remember. I wanted to scurry away.
It was a very brief interaction.
Maybe one sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe a second.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell said he can't believe the Cavs are out. He said we let the city down. And I'm surprised. I guess I'm not shocked that the Pacers won the series, considering the Cavs had a bunch of injuries to start the series. But I am surprised they lost in five.
It's Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell, it's okay. That city's used to disappointment.
That's true.
It's okay. Their expectations are very low.
Yeah, but when you win 64 games, you think maybe this team, you know, might be special.
It's crazy. Yeah. The Eastern Conference likely to have their top two seeds, Cleveland and Boston, out. Boston's down 3-1. Jason Tatum, it was confirmed, did tear his Achilles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he led them in scoring, rebounding, assists, block shots. Like, he was their leader in every category. So
will he be
very unlikely that the Celtics come back to win that series.
Torn Achilles, ruptured Achilles, is that 1 year minimum?
Probably,
that's
yeah.
at least a year.
Like, this whole next season's done.
It's done. Yeah. He's not going to play next year, probably.
I think so. I mean, maybe he could come back late in the playoffs if his rehab goes well.
Tonight, the Knicks will play. Speaking of the Celts, they'll play tonight. That would be game 5. Of course, the Knicks are up 3-1. That's in Boston. And then Golden State as at Minnesota. Minnesota's up 3-1, and Curry will not play in that game.
I think you skipped the late game last night. That's I went to bed in the at the end of the third quarter, and the Nuggets had an 8-point lead, series tied 2-2, game in Oklahoma City. Jokic, who for the first time in his career had shot 33%, had shot under 40% in three straight games, I think 33% average, actually had a bomb game. I think he was 17 for 25, 44 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. But very little help. OKC came back to win that game, so they're up 3-2 in that series.
Correct.
All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We have tickets to go see Metallica on the line. We also have a $100 Open Road gift card on the line. 800-636-1067. We'll play Junkerty next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.